This is The Bible Show.
Welcome to The Bible Show Daily. We believe in the power of God's Word, so we want to be in it each and every day. So Sam, where are we at in the Bible today?
Today we are picking back up in the Sermon on the Mount. So we'd closed out our Advent and Christmas season. We're finishing up the Sermon on the Mount, where we'll be for a couple of more weeks now. But we are in Matthew chapter 6. We're right at the Lord's Prayer. We're going to do a little bit more in that today. So our passage today comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10.
And here's Jesus. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And so one of the things that I want to point out about this is, you know, so often we come to this and we, you know, we pray this and it's rote and we just go right past it. But I think one of the things that's helpful about this is to use these as pegs, right?
Yeah.
And the first half of the Lord's Prayer here, which we've only addressed, only the petitions that you're offering up to God. We didn't get into, you know, take care of my daily bread and all that. But in this is something that's really powerful, and Jesus begins this way because we need to center our minds on him, and we've talked about this before. But in this opening half of the Lord's Prayer, you see all the ethics of the kingdom, and I think one of the things that Jesus wants us to do here is to get our minds centered on what's most important, right? So you find the ethics here. First off, our Father in heaven. That means that all authority belongs to him. But the good news is he's a father, right? He loves us. We're his children. He dotes over us. I mean, he would go to the ends of the earth. He went to a cross for us, right? So he is our father with all authority in heaven. What he says goes. He is the one who controls the universe. And so, like, when you open your prayer, sit on that for a while.
Yeah.
Like, meditate on the fact that he is the one who controls all things. He knows your yesterdays. He knows your tomorrows. He's in control of all of it. He has written out a story. You're guaranteed a victory. Like, so sit in all of the blessing that comes from being able to call him Father, but to know that he reigns over all things in heaven. And then you start getting into these other petitions that are really calling you to lay down your own sinful nature, right? So the first one is, hallowed be your name. And when I grew up, we've talked about this before. When I grew up, I always thought that was like, okay, your name's hallowed. That's all that's saying. It's a descriptive thing. It's an adjective. But if you look at the Greek, it's an imperative. Like, what it's saying is, hey, God, make your name holy. Make your name precious to the earth. Like, I want everyone to hear your name and to be absolutely excited to hear it, to think the best of you. I want you to be famous. I want everyone to know your name and to exalt your name. Your name, your reputation, all of that is so important, which the underlying asterisk is, your name's important, my name less so.
Yeah, you know? That part matters.
Right? So it's not my reputation I have to worry about. It's not me that I have to constantly go around and defend and everything. I want your name. So as much as I live and I'm a reflection of you, I call myself a Christian, all that. Like, I want your name to be glorified in the way I live, but my reputation, whatever. Like, I need to be loose with that. If people hate me because of what I teach and who I am and whose I am, I'm okay with that. So long as your name is lifted up in the way I live. And so that's a prayer. Like, what does that mean? That means, I mean, I want revival to come. I want people to know who you are. I want, when they hear your name, I want them to be like, oh yeah, he's amazing. That's my desire. And then just sit in that, right?
Yeah, it's so hard not to make the first filter ourselves in everything we do. Like, every decision we make, everything, it always comes back to, hey, how's this going to affect me? How's this going to do that? So to shift that, we do need prayer to do that, to be like, okay, what is this? How is this going to affect the Lord's name?
That's right.
What would the Lord want me to do in this moment? That kind of stuff.
That's right. And when you go back into Genesis, and we talked about this in our Genesis 11 episode, when we were talking about the Tower of Babel, when the kingdom of man sets itself up against the kingdom of God, what is it? It's my authority. Let's make a name for ourselves. And then you get Abraham, who's the model of faith, right? The great father of faith. And what is he? He begins to call on the name of the Lord. God gives him a promise. I will make your name great. And so when you come to the Lord, it's not like, okay, well, I want my reputation to be terrible. No, it's I trust the Lord with my reputation, but I'm going to try my best to live in a way that lifts his name up. So Think about that. All the revivals in the Old Testament, they began to call on the name of the Lord. Like his name is the essence of who he is. Then the next one, your kingdom come. Well, what did they want to do in Babel? You go back to that again. We're going to build a city for ourselves. Well, cities in the ancient world, that was a kingdom, right? You know, think of Sparta and Athens and Rome. And they were cities, were kingdoms. And it's like, let's build a city for ourselves. I don't want God's kingdom. I want to build it here. I want it about me and all of my comforts. And the Lord's Prayer is coming in. It's disabusing us of that, right? It's his name that matters, not mine. It is his kingdom that matters, not mine. My kingdom is a train wreck. And it's going to be fleeting, short-lived, right? So make me a citizen of your kingdom. Help me to be the one who brings about the glory of your kingdom and expands it and does all the things that you want with it. Help me to be an ambassador of your kingdom of perfect peace and righteousness and justice down in a world that is not so peaceful and just, right? And then the last one is your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, which, you know, implies the angels act, right? They do God's will perfectly. That's what I want here. What is your will for the earth? Like when you come and you teach, you say, you know, that the greatest desires of God for us are to love him with everything we've got, to love our neighbor as ourself, to be just and charitable and kind and gracious and merciful. Man, that sounds like it would be amazing. God, bring your will, your design, your character down here, not mine, right? And you see Jesus, you know, praying this in the Garden of Gethsemane in another time when he says, Lord, I don't want to drink this cup. Let this cup pass from me. I don't want to face the wrath of the cross, but not my will be done, but yours. And so the amazing thing is this isn't all these prayers that we start where it's like, I got to center my mind on the Lord long before I get to my stuff is really important. So what Jesus is teaching us here in the first half of the Lord's Prayer is you've got to center your mind on kingdom ethics, not worldly ethics. The world says it's your kingdom, it's your name, it's your authority, it's your will. Jesus comes and is like, no. Before you even start, you need to recognize it's his authority. And he loves you like a father. It's his name, it's his kingdom, it's his will, not yours. And once you get that centered in your mind and how you pray, then you come in surrender and humility to say, man, I'm really needy. I need you a lot. And so please provide for me, God. But those, you see it all over scripture. The ethics of the kingdom of men, which is not great. Our name, our will, our kingdom. The ethics of the kingdom of God. Lord, empty me of myself, humble myself to recognize you deserve all of this. You be the center. And that's how we should start every prayer, is giving him his due. What do you draw from that?
I think the invitation, because in all these things, like, God's going to be Father no matter what I decide. Mm-hmm. God's kingdom's going to come no matter if will's on board or not. His will is going to be done in the end, no matter how much I think mine is. But the gracious invitation of Jesus in this prayer, like you said, to be centered on God, to start with the first things, to be like, okay, this is where it actually, the foundation of everything, all parts of my life start right here. And just for Jesus saying, okay, keep your eye on this.
Mm-hmm. But and for me, I'd say in addition to it just being true, it's a mercy to us. Because when we come, you know, the first thing we want to do in our prayer life is get right to the petition.
My grocery list.
Like, this is what I need from you, God. But when you think about all the anxieties and all the stresses and everything else that you're coming with that seem insurmountable, when you stop for a moment, put that aside. Like, okay, hold that. Put it on the back burner for a moment. Because I need to remember who God is, and I need to remember what he's due. And you start going through this like, you are my Father. You are in heaven. You do have all authority. It is your name and your kingdom and your will that are to be front and center. What does it do to your problems as you meditate on who he is?
I'm far less insurmountable.
Yeah, by the time you get to them, you're like, yeah, I've got some problems, but
God's in control. I believe it now.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like, I remember who my God is. And you see that with the Psalms. You see that with prayers all throughout the Bible, where before you get to your mess, you got to remember who he is. You got to remember who you're talking to, what he deserves, and how kind and good he is. And then you can come going, oh, okay, I feel good about this, but I do need your help. I'm needy, God. And so he's good, and he hears us, and he loves our prayers.
So then we pray then like this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, make this the desire of our heart, God. Let us start with the first things today, God, that you are God and we are not, that your name is to be worshipped and revered, that your will is to be followed no matter what faces us today, no matter how much we have to fight against our own wills, God. Would you fill us with the Holy Spirit, God? Would you be with us today? In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Bible Show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a kind review to help us in the world of tech algorithms. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We'll see you next week with another episode of The Bible Show.